Mark, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Mark, what do you think is the reason for the rise in international students?
Look, I think that what we're seeing in Australia is the massification of higher education. We've seen 200,000 additional international students come and study in Australia compared to 5 years ago. And we're seeing similar with domestic students. We've seen about 200,000 additional students study. What's happened is they've deregulated the number of university places in 2012, the Gillard government. And what we've seen is a large number of students participating in higher education. And what's been quite good about it is it hasn't just been your typical demographic of students. It's been students from a whole range of backgrounds. So more mature age students participating in Australian higher education, more students from marginalised backgrounds.
Right. And with a rise in international student enrollment, one would expect a subsequent rise in student accommodation. Unfortunately, this is not what we're seeing, and international students have been left in the dark, and they often find themselves without anywhere to live while they're studying. Why do you think this is?
So I think that with a surge of the number of students participating in higher education, we've seen no actual action by the federal government in terms of increasing the amount of affordable housing. No actual increase in the amount of affordable housing for students. And unfortunately, landlords are quite aware of this. And in some instances, they quite often abuse this. We're hearing stories of students who are living in cockroach and bedbug infested houses or apartments, students living in rooms with more than a dozen students in a small space, living in bunk beds, students literally paying $100 a week to live in a shipping container. There's a huge shortage of affordable housing. And I guess what we've seen since 2012, when the number of students started to steadily increase, is that we've seen three consecutive higher education reforms by the coalition government, which have failed in the Senate. And so effectively, higher education has been left by itself, and we've seen no actual changes despite the huge surge in number of students participating.
Right. And you've spoken about housing scams just before that leave students in overcrowded and subpar accommodation. The government doesn't seem to be doing anything. Are universities doing anything to combat these scams?
So, look, well, I think universities, as well as student organisations, are making the effort to organise more welfare initiatives for students at their universities, and they're offering things like critical grants and loans and sometimes emergency housing. I think fundamentally this is a federal government issue. The government does need to step in, and while universities and student organisations can try their very best to make your time at campus as accessible as possible and make sure that we can guarantee things like accommodation, effectively it's not their role, and it's very difficult for them to do that.
Right. If you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking with Mark Pace, the president of the National Union of Students, about the rise in international students and the lack of affordability and reliability accommodation available to them. Now, Mark, why do you think international students, focusing on the six students that were found staying overnight in the Charles Sturt University, why do you think they're using university facilities as temporary accommodation? Is this just part of the problem?
I can't say specifically I know the case for these six students. We are aware of instances where students are living on campus. Since the story hit about a month ago, we've had students being contacted with us that told us that they've been sleeping in spaces at universities, sometimes spaces like queer rooms at universities, and it's all part of the problem of no affordable housing. I think that students have had no choice, but they've taken this just have to take it mentality. Where they'll literally take any form of accommodation despite what the living arrangement is, how horrific it is, whether it's illegal or not. And if there isn't even anything on top of that, then students are forced into living at university campuses, as we've seen at Charles Sturt University.
And how should universities be properly preparing for the rise in international students in terms of occupation and accommodation?
So I think it's obviously very important that the universities do keep on promoting these welfare initiatives, such as critical and emergency grants and loans for students, providing students international students with financial information and making sure they feel supported. But I think universities do play a role in the terms of they need to be asking and they need to be working with the government to ensure that there is an increase in affordable housing for students, that if we are welcoming hundreds of thousands of international students here into Australia, that the federal government consequently also organise affordable accommodations that affordable housing that matches the number of international students that are here in Australia. The federal government's fully aware that international students have limited working capacity. They have restrictions on their visas where they can only work certain hours. And so if there was to be a financial issue where students couldn't pay for things like accommodation, they don't have the opportunity or the luxury to be able to work additional hours and be able to pay that. So I think that the universities and the government also need to explore working conditions for students here with student visas and how they can perhaps work additional hours so that they can assist them in terms of paying for housing.
Right. Well, hopefully universities can definitely get on that soon. There's some pretty shocking things coming out. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.